months. In the call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. George, go ahead and say what it is you started to say when we had to go to the break.
Well, there's a lot of things that, you know, the public, when they're looking at, you know, their public officials, sometimes the actions they're taking are legal, but the majority of the time I found, at least in our local areas, that, you know, the officials have gotten lax in their procedures and their requirements by law to get, you know, move along on certain steps. You know, like with the newspaper situation, after I found out that they were threatened, and I had been questioning the notice anyway, I started filing records requests and found out that even though it's required by law that the county annually contracts for publishing and printing, that we haven't had a contract, a legal contract, since 2006, and prior to that was 2002. So that'll give the public some edge in trying to challenge what they're doing, like were the notices legal if they didn't have a contract. I also found out by record request what the cost was of the notices, and then the cost doesn't match up with the contract. That gives the public more of a power to challenge what they're doing. You have to watch and look at everything. Like, we found out in Springerville that they had never approved to be part of the Agenda 21 Northeast Consortium, which they're calling it up here. We found out that Taylor and Snowflake, our local towns here, they had never approved to be a part of it. But when the consortium formed, their members from those cities and towns were taking part in it, even though there was never any council approval to be taking part of it.
Okay.
You know, and so there's procedures. And a lot of times, I'm not sure about in all the different states, but certain measures have to be approved by a resolution of the council or the board. And if they didn't approve it by a resolution, you know, where it's required to be, it may not be a legal act. So there's a lot of things people aren't looking at that seem, you know, when you go to a board meeting, you really don't understand the procedures. So you have to educate yourself by reading the state statutes that pertain to the particular entity you're looking at, you know. And in Arizona, it's like Title 11 is for counties and Title 9 is for cities. And that's all the laws that pertain specifically to them. Other laws do apply, but those are specific to cities and counties, counties in Arizona. And in other states, people need to start reading the law pertaining to whatever entity they're dealing with and make sure that every time they go to a meeting, they watch what they're doing, they listen, and they follow, and then they can say, well, wait a second. You were supposed to do this by this procedure, and you didn't, so that action isn't legal. And then you have a challenge, which makes it easier to kind of slow them down and speed us up.
Well, you know, one of the things that you're mentioning, George, is that people need to read the law. People need to start doing a little homework here.
Right.
That's one of the things that I find a lot, is that a lot of people want somebody else to do the legwork for them.
Yes, that's me.
All the time. They want somebody else to tell them, well, what do I do about this? What about I do about that? It's like, well, I've been telling you about this crap for a year. You by now should know enough to be able to figure it out on your own. But people don't want to take any initiative. They want someone to lead them by the hand every step of the way. And it's like, this is way past the time where someone's going to lead you by the hand. You need to kind of find your spine and kind of stand up and start taking a little initiative for your own freedom.
I understand, because I get so many emails and calls that say, you know, George, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to tell this. And I said, no, you need to do this, because I'm the only one doing it, and we need 1,000 people to send a letter saying that. We need 100 people. We need somebody other than me doing it all, because I'm just one guy, which, you know, I do as much as I can, and I'm always willing to help people. You know, I'll research, I'll find case law, whatever I can do. But like you say, people need to grow a set. You know, that's all there is to it. And they need to stop being scared.
Well, they do, George. And here's another thing, too, because I realize not everybody is, you know, we're not all as equally smart or any of that social justice crap. The facts are, like you said earlier, some people are good at writing, some people are good at researching, some people are good at talking, so on and so forth. But, you know, for the people, for a lot of people, they can start putting pamphlets out, putting handouts out all over the place to let other people know what's going on. I bet you 99% of the people around where you live have no idea these things are occurring.
If all they can do is spread the information from one person to the next, they're doing something good, because every one person you tell, they'll tell two more.
Hang on. Okay. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Hang on with me, George. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So go back to what you were saying, George, before we went to break.
Well, you know, people like, you know, like we've been discussing this, people need to start standing up. And one of the things that I would like to suggest is that in Arizona here, what we've done, like in our county, we formed an association called Apache County Individuals and Property Rights Association. We have a website. And the reason we did that is to provide a central location where the people in the community could go and see news and interesting. Now, we haven't been updating our site near as often as we should, which is my fault because I'm busy. But like in Cochise County, it's Cochise County Individual and Property Rights Association. And what Mike Jackson down in Cochise County, which is a very intelligent and active member of the community, we're trying to get all the counties in Arizona, which is 15 counties, to each have a group like this, so that we can come together on local issues, but if there's a statewide issue of importance, we can rally all the groups together and get the people involved. And I would suggest that, you know, some of these smaller groups start thinking about forming county groups and then tie in together as a big state group so that you have, you know, local issues, a place where people can go and find information on a local level. And then on the statewide issues, you can send out a mass emailer to all the groups and say, look, we got this problem coming up. They're going to vote this law that we don't want in the state, and we need to activate people to vote, you know, or to come together and oppose this. And it doesn't happen in a lot of communities because there's, you know, there's Republicans over here and Democrats over there and independents over here. And like I tell people, hey, I'm not any one of those. I'm a member of We the People. And we as people need to stand up together and hold hands and tell them we've had enough and raise our hands together and let them know that we're here as a unified group of we the people, not we the Republicans, not we the Democrats, not we the independents. We the people are standing up for our rights as the public and that they work for us. They don't work for the Republicans. They don't work for them. They work for us.
We
need to break down those barriers and bring those groups together and form just a group of people that are concerned with the issues that are arising in our smaller communities, what's going on in Washington. But, you know, it's just like when you organize a group to go all together and help clean up the park. They're all just people working together to do a good thing, and that's what we need more in this country. People aren't working together as people. They're working together only in groups of Republicans and Democrats and independents. And, you know, I have nothing against that, but at some point they need to come together. That's why the government is winning all the time and able to do what they do, because they know we're not standing together.
No, because it's a divide and conquer strategy. George, hang on, because I got a caller who wanted to talk with both you and I, so let's bring Chris on. Chris, hey, how are you today?
Good morning, Maggie, and good morning, George. I am just really thrilled to hear you on RBN this morning. I am one who's had the battle-tested experience of fighting against corrupt officials that are occurring with great propensity in Arizona, specifically in Yavapai County, who borders your Apache County, who I was just driving through there a couple of days ago. And what I have determined is the parcelization scheme whereby the states then obliterated the private rights of ownership that were granted by the grants of land made patent pursuant to the obtaining by the United States of lands the west of Mississippi under the treaty laws of international law of treaty between sovereign nations, which the rights of land transfer with the grants of land made patent whenever the proper paperwork is filed, or actually you don't even have to file it. You really have to have it in your possession, have it properly notarized or witnessed, and then have it in a particular professional technical words of art that relate to land law. And what I have determined is these schemes of taxation under the parcelization schemes have attempted to obliterate all evidences of true title to lands granted by the United States to the people and to other corporations like the Union Pacific Railroad specifically. The grants of land that occurs for most of Arizona was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which was 9 Stat 922 for those keeping chart account. And the grant to the railroad was 14 Stat 292. And the rights of the treaty and of the grant transfer with the patent and the grant of land made patent to the properly recorded owner or listed holder who has accepted the rights of the grant, the gift, the grant. And these schemes of law to obliterate property rights that you're fighting against is the same thing that's happening all over Arizona in Quartzsite, Yavapai, and Apache, and other counties, and all around the nation. Faceoff is a great concentrator of the efforts and communication skills. In fact, I even know that in Quartzsite, I believe that the homage you gave to the reporter's presentation in law was probably assisted by Stewart from the Oath Keepers. I believe he's picked up her case and is helping her proceed there. And they're doing a great service to the people of Arizona and Quartzsite in particular, and to Jan. And it's just it's an insidious, corrupt thing that our government has become our enemy. They are the terrorists operating against our American interests. And if you would be so kind, Maggie, to pass my information, or I'd be glad to pass it to the phone operator for George to contact me if he so freely chooses. I'll be pleased to share with him some of the tactics that I have had success with, although they do tend to hide those successful cases under the rugs of law or what's portrayed as law. Whenever you win one, they don't want others to know and be embroiled by the proper application of true law to defense their positions.
Yeah. Well, Chris, do me a favor. Shoot me an email, and I will send it forward to George when he emails me, and I'll connect the two of you together. And,
right.
You know, if you want to give me some of these cases you've had, I'll put them up on my website, Chris. So that
right. Chris, I do understand, you know, about the patent situation, and we've discussed that here. And one of the things we've run into is that the majority of people that want to do that are not qualified to understand the filling out of the forms properly. And, you know, a lot of the lower income people don't even have the $100 for the, you know, from my understanding, the filing fees for whatever it is that's associated with that on the patents. Now, I could be incorrect on that, but, you know, that's what we were told by some locals over here that are have done the patent situation. I don't totally understand it, but I've looked into it at least.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I was listening. If you go to Freedom Advocates' website and into their radio shows, and it's a radio show where they had Wayne Hage on, and I'm going to say it's probably from like 2004, 2005. You'll have to go back to some of the earlier shows. And Wayne Hage does a marvelous job of describing land patents and this whole Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo and how these land patents came about and what they mean and that stuff. So for both of you, that would be a great place to get a lot of information. Unfortunately for all of us, Wayne Hage is no longer
speaking
with
of Freedom
us,
Advocates, if you go to their website and look up the word ultraviolet, when you click on that, that brings you a link to my website.
What was that?
They got their information on ultraviolet for my website.
Well, you know, it's ultraviolet, Chris. It's ultra, like an ultralight plane, ultraviolet. V as in victory, I as in India, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.
I am most familiar with the ultraviolet or virus concept. In fact, I applied that in part of my pleadings to the Superior Court of Yavapai County in defense against the criminals masquerading as public servants from Yavapai County. And I do, in fact, there were many illegalities that these criminal Nazi racketeers will operate. They fabricate evidence, they lie, they twist the truth, they fabricate evidence, they may even plant evidence in some cases. And for purported law enforcement professionals to act in such a egregious fashion against Americans is just, it's an abomination to the law, it's an abomination to the Creator, and it's an absolute blight on the law enforcement community as a whole that these minions of subservient law regulatory agencies, fictions of law, would operate in that and give a black eye to true law enforcement professionals.
Now, Chris, if you followed Arizona last legislative session, House Bill 2500, there was an attorney, and I believe he was a politician at one time from Tucson. I believe his name was Munn. I could be wrong, M-U-N-N, but I could be wrong. But he introduced a bill, and it did not make it all the way through. It made it through every step of the process, and at the end it was dropped. I don't know why, but that bill had a thing to do with when public officials adopt an ordinance or any type of rule or regulation against the public, that there can't be, I'm going to say the word wrong, but ambiguity in the meanings. And if there's ambiguity in the meanings, that they, if a person challenges, the person wins. And
a public nuisance charge is a vague and ambiguous charge in and of itself, and that was part of the attack that I used in defense of my position there, precisely. That was the crime I was accused of under the regulatory scheme of the county, claiming that I was a public nuisance by not taking out a building permit, which is a contract, which we absolutely have a right to contract by free choice, not by obligation of the county, without a...
They violated me for the same exact thing, but the difference was, at least in your county, they allowed you a hearing to defend your alleged violation. In Apache County, the literally hundreds of violations they've recorded against property owners, not one person has been allowed to appeal their rights or to have a hearing to defend the alleged violation because they had never set up a proper process to do that. And right now, they are looking at the fact that...
Hang on, George. Hold that thought, because we got to go to another break. Hang on. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We shall return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Mae Rod. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Chris, is there anything else you wanted to comment on? Otherwise, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to keep you, George, on with me. Chris, is there something else you wanted to add real quickly?
Well, my president, I will certainly send you an email with my info to contact
yeah,
George.
Yeah, please. Please.
And I'll get a hold of you, Chris. I definitely will.
Absolutely. And I only do this under the private attorney general statute in the interest of the benefit of the American public. Safety and protection against violation to the rights of private property.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you. Thanks. God bless you, Maggie and George.
Nice
Thanks for
you.
Calling in, Chris. I appreciate it. George, I want to keep you on, but I want to add another caller. I don't know if what John in Riverside has to say, but we'll add him into the mix. John, what's going on with you today?
I have a question.
Sure.
I was hoping to talk to Chris to let him go, but that's okay. Have either one of them attempted to use the grand juries to present all this documentation?
for myself, I can answer that in Apache County, I don't believe they've ever formed a grand jury. I've attempted to get the county attorney to call a grand jury, but you'd have to understand we live in the Dukes of Hazzard County here. You know, and they're running the county, and they've had the same family has been in the county attorney's office and been the supervisors controlling our district for so many years. You know, what they say is law, and as long as they approve it, you know, we have no challenge.
My understanding that if they won't form one, you can ask the state to force them to form one, and the people can then go ahead and form one with a sheriff.
Well, now, actually, there is a group, I believe, that just formed within the last couple months over in one part of our county, and I've been reading a little bit, and I think that's what they're trying to do right now. They're attempting to do that. And I haven't followed to see where it's gone, but they are attempting that.
George, I'm getting beat up pretty bad over here in California. I know there are other groups. I just need to get on your website to reach you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I had today, man.
There's a thing in there that says contact the CEPRA. That's me.
Okay.
And you just send an email to that. And, you know, anybody who wants to contact me, if Maggie says, I'll give my email address out to anybody.
Oh, yeah. Okay. George, you can give any information you want out. I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay. It's ACIPRA@frontier.com. And that's my email address. But if you just put in the first part in your web search, the ACIPRA, it'll come up to my website. And like I said, I haven't been updating it as much as I should because I'm just one guy alone. But it does have some information on there, and it might lead you to something.
Are you familiar with Terry Kelton over in Texas, what he's doing?
No, I'm not.
Terry Kelton goes after local officials all the time, especially police and things like that, and district attorneys. He uses grand juries very effectively. I might try to send you his information so you can start talking to him a little bit.
Why don't you send his information to me as well? Maybe we could get him to come on the show.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, I love it. I will.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
George, give your email address out again. It's A as in Apple, C as in Cat, I as in India, P as in Paul, R as in Robert, A as in Apple.
Yes.
That right?
Yes.
At frontier.com. Okay.
Yes.
And
okay.
I don't know which. What's your website?
Is acipra.wordpress.
Okay.
And I can't remember if it's a .com or a .org, but if you just put acipra.wordpress in, it'll come up. And we also have a Facebook discussion group, which is the same thing, Apache County Individuals and Property Rights Association. And we just started that recently because we started getting more people involved, and we're getting people coming in and joining and, you know, taking part and providing information. You know, actually, a couple of the new politicians are going to run for the sheriff and the supervisors in hopes of bringing some change about are members of the site. And we're just trying to get a place where people can discuss locally the issues and bring information that, you know, others may not be aware of.
Well, I know we're going to hit a break in about a minute. John, hang on with me, George, as well, because I want to get your information, John, because there's some people out in California I could connect you with that may be able to help you, people who are fighting for the property rights and against code enforcement and all these other things, these pricks are up to all around the country. So
that's my problem, major code problem.
Well, the recent cases in Santa Cruz County, there's a law firm there that have been having great successes with, I believe it was Reverend Oracle v. Santa Cruz, where they just had a big win, having all their red code violations removed and a big settlement, you know, because they've been challenging Santa Cruz County quite a bit.
Cool.
Well, you know, it's amazing all the different things. And I know Freedom Advocates, that one website that I linked to, and I had Michael Shaw on my show, I don't know, I think it was last week on Monday. They are in Santa Cruz, California, and so they've got a lot of information. But it's not just specific to Santa Cruz, although
right.
There is some stuff related to Santa Cruz because, of course, that's where they are. But it's stuff applicable all across the nation, tons of information on his website.
Right, right.
So, but I don't know. George, so, John, you can contact me through my email, John.
Sure, okay.
And you can find that on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My email, just hit the contact button, you'll get to me, because I'd like to give you this information, John. I think it would
help.
Right. You know.
Stewards of the Range, which is Wayne Hague's thing, is still going pretty strong. Have you had them on,
Hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're going to break. Hold on, John. Hang on, George. We'll be right back in three. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Meg Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around the country and the world, and to everybody listening in Texas via our latest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas. Listen, the way to keep the truth being redistributed is to help support this network, advertise your business or service. The phone number to the network to advertise your business or service is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can make a donation, website republicbroadcasting.org. You can send something via snail mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Listen, unless you get into the game and unless you stand up and unless you help out, it's not going to happen. It's as simple as this. Listen, you might as well put your money where your mouth is, because I got news for you. These pricks are going to take it from you one way or another anyway. So you might as well use it for something productive like fighting back. Now, call in number 800-313-9443. And I know that I have George on with me still, and I have John in Riverside. John, get in contact with me, if you would, please. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Get a hold of me, and I'll connect you with George And I also know, and I was thinking about this for you, George, I know somebody, and I can't remember if he's in New Mexico. I had him on my radio show a while ago. He's fighting down in there, so I'll try to connect you with him as well, and I can't think of his name. I think he's in New Mexico or Arizona. I can't remember. But anyway, we'll get it all figured out. John, do you have anything else that you would like to excuse me for coughing. I've got this allergy stuff going on. Oh, John dropped? Okay, John dropped off. Well, George, hang on. Let's grab this caller from Idaho. This is Deloitte in Idaho. Hi, Deloitte.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm a micro-broadcaster, and other than Republic Broadcasting, the only other thing that I broadcast is Rule of Law Radio. I think there was a wrong name given. It's not Jerry Kelton. It's Randy Kelton. And him and Deborah Stevens and Eddie Craig do ruleoflawradio.com. And they are masters in getting information to the grand jury when the prosecutor stands in the way. And I just wanted to put that information out. It's Rule of Law Radio, and it's Randy Kelton and Deborah Stevens and Eddie Craig.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for carrying the programming of Republic Broadcasting, Deloitte.
And thank you guys for everything you're doing. All of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you. I think George did. John had mentioned, or somebody mentioned, maybe it was you, Wayne Hage and Stewards of the Range. I've actually had Fred Kelly Grant on my show a couple of times, and I had, I've contacted probably three or four times, called, and I know a lot of these places are just little one-man band kind of, so to speak. They don't have, 12 secretaries answering the phone and fielding phone calls and that stuff.
Right.
But I was never able to get anybody from Steward of the Range to call me back, but I've had Fred Kelly Grant, who started Trademark America, and he was involved with Stewards of the Range previously. I've had him on my show a couple of different times talking about all these different issues. And there is one thing which is aside from this, but I want to mention real quickly before I forget. For people in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, this Saturday, actually, the 1st, from 8 to 4, they are having a convention, and it's in Lakeland, 3621 Century Boulevard. It's all about UN Agenda 21. And it's $5 to get in, and you can go to agenda21today.com to register for this little convention. And I actually think, I'm not sure, but I think Dr. Michael Kaufman is going to be there speaking, and he was the one who created that wildlands map, testified before Congress to help put the brakes on, one of these biosphere treaties, things they were trying to put into place, which, of course, they're still putting into place anyway. Just doing it through a back door. But anyway, everybody listening, if you're down in Florida this Saturday, agenda21today.com, you can go there and register, find out all the information to go to this convention on UN Agenda 21. John, you really need to, and I know we talked about this earlier, but, if this newspaper, if your local little rag newspaper, George, I'm sorry, if this little newspaper, they're not going to tell the truth, then you guys really need to, we need to bypass all these people who stand in our way.
And that's one of the things, we've been, besides the Facebook and the website, we're actually talking, now of creating, like Jennifer Jones did, an online and a small, like you said, newspaper that we can get some small advertisers to come in and that are of the same mindset we are, that they don't want government in their business. Why do you want to be, funding a newspaper that isn't willing to do anything but protect the government that's taking more of your money?
You can't just rely on an online thing for that, though, I don't believe, because there's a lot of people who still like to have a newspaper in their hands and read information that way. So,
and that's what Jennifer Jones did. She actually has a hard copy that goes out also. But for us up here, that's how we access it, is online. But she does have a hard copy, and we're considering it. We're trying to find the people that could write the stories. But we're so overwhelmed, we're actually trying right now to find somebody to run for supervisor to protect our rights in this district. We're trying to find a county attorney, but, our county is so small, you know, you have to be a resident of the county and be an attorney, accepted into the bar, so our choices are limited, and we're hoping not to be stuck with the same good old boy system next year as we were last year. Because the good old boys have been running this county since 1879. The same family in one way or another has held all the main seats for every office in this county, you know, and it's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah, I know it is. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, that's the same stuff that's happening all over the country. The good old boys network is alive and well, and that's what we see happening all over the country. It's the same gang of criminals who are operating under the cloak of a lot of different adjectives.
Right. Well, we just found out that one of the associations, it's called Blue Hill Environmental Association in Petch County, which was an association formed by the county and the local cities and towns, that they've, since 1991, even though they're a public entity and have elected and paid public officials on their board, they have never held a public open meeting, even though they're required by their own bylaws and state statute. And actually, if it wasn't for Waste Management, one of the nation's largest waste management companies, filing suit on them for public records request, we would not have had the evidence to show that they were actually a public entity subject to the rules of a public entity. And so now we're challenging that on another note. So we have so many hands, you know, in the fire trying to uncover the corruption in this county that it gets a little overwhelming sometimes. But
well,
you can't give up.
No, you can't, George, because there really are more of us than there are of them. It's just that we don't have enough people awake yet, and we don't have them adequately fighting back. They're not being strategic and wise in the decisions that they make or the things that they're doing. You know what I mean? They're not strategizing how to win this war. That's the problem. We need some Joans of Arc or Sun Tzu's out there to make it happen.
For every one person like you and I, there are 100 that have blinders on to what's going on around them. And we need to get the blinders off those people and get them involved, if even in only a small way, to register to vote to make the required changes needed in the communities.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I've said to people around here, you know what we should be doing? Standing with signs along the routes where the school buses drag these kids to their indoctrination camps. They spend 7 hours a day in 5 days a week, and stand there and say, hey, put signs up that say, hey, you're being lied to, and then direct them to different websites so they can hear the truth, because it isn't happening behind these illustrious school walls that they're being dragged to. I can tell you that much. And, you know, I was thinking about different strategies, but Halloween is coming up. Why not print up some handouts and put them in with the candy when you hand it out to the kids? For those of you who are going to hand out candy to the kids, hey, say, here's something along with the Snickers bar. Here's a little information for mom and dad.
Educate yourself, right? Educate your neighbors, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think one of the most important things is the voter apathy anymore. And in our community, we need, you know, to really push, you know, voter registration and getting the forgotten people, the low-income people, the disabled people who no longer vote. Because nowadays, you can register to vote online. You can vote by mail, at least in our state you can. I don't know about the other states, but you can vote completely by mail. So all the inconvenience has been taken away for people. They just aren't aware that that's available to them. And we need to, you know, get more people involved in voting. And, you know, like this upcoming secondary tax election in Apache County, if we could get enough people to vote against it, we may not be paying higher taxes. But if they're not aware, you know, it's going to go through. We have no, you know, choice. Because the Navajo voters, two-thirds of the majority, are going to vote it in. It's a very unfair system here.
Yeah, it just makes no sense whatsoever. It really does.
Well, and you know, one thing that I was just actually emailed while on the radio show, and I think it might be interesting for your Agenda 21 people, is there's new strategies in the fight to stop Agenda 21 by Tom DeWeese, I believe it is. I hope I said it right.
By who?
Tom D.E.
Oh, Tom DeWeese. Okay.
And people may want to read that. I was just reading through it a little bit while the breaks were going on, but there's some good information in there. And, you know, it seems that everybody is aware of the changes coming, and we need to stand up and take an interest. And if we don't take an interest, by the time you realize it's coming, it'll be too late.
Well, I actually have Tom DeWeese is going to be on my show next Wednesday. So I don't know. I usually get his emails. I don't know what he sent out. I haven't looked, George. But
well, actually, this is one of my local people that actually was listening to us on the radio, and he sent it over to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Tom will be on with me next Wednesday, which is the 5th, so people can listen. Then maybe I'm sure we'll be talking for 2 hours, so we'll be talking about a lot of these different things. But people can go to his website. I'm sure it's probably up there as well, and I know his website is American Policy. I can't remember if it's .com or .org, but either way, people can figure it out. But yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people waking up, but there's a lot of intimidation tactics taking place out there. And look at, you may have heard this, George, the governor of North Carolina, Beverly Perdue, said, and she was giving a speech, said that maybe we should suspend elections for 2 years so lawmakers can work unencumbered and not be concerned about what voters think.
Yeah, that can't be allowed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then the Peter Orszag, who used to be the White House budget director, he just said, This was a quote from him: to solve the serious problems facing our country, we need to minimize the harm from legislative inertia by relying more on automatic policies and depoliticized commissions for certain policy decisions. In other words, radical as it sounds, we need to counter the gridlock of our political institutions by making them a bit less democratic. No, I don't think so. But you know what he's referring to with these depoliticized commissions, like where I am, the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission, which encompasses a 9-county area that they are responsible for, and they are the ones who are helping all of these little towns and villages and counties implement all of the tenets of UN Agenda 21. They come up with the transportation policies. They come up with the zoning policies, all of this crap. So that's what he's referring to, is they want to get away from having elected officials be responsible and just allow these unelected bureaucrats to dictate policy. No, I don't think so, Peter.
Apache County has succeeded in that, because that's basically the way this county is run, and it has been run, is that the county manager is the king with no clothes, as we call him, is the person here who basically is ruling this county, and you know, he's not an elected position. The backroom deals with the supervisors. It just needs to come to a stop, and the people are just so frustrated in this county because of the way the voting system is set up that we have a hard time. And if it wasn't for our wonderful Senator Allen in District 5 at least taking the time to meet with and address our concerns and hope to try and change some of the laws to help protect us, and she's been working very hard on our behalf. And I got to say, you know, not all politicians are as open and willing to address the problems on a local level as Senator Allen has been.
Well, you know, there's another one, and I can't think of his name, and this, I think he was in New Mexico. I just saw this last week where he had, I don't know, Bureau of Land Management or Forestry Service was preventing them from cutting down trees. And, of course, there is no forest industry left in the state.
Right.
Because they can't harvest their timber. And so he said, and the sheriff said that they started cutting down the trees, and the sheriff said, you try to come after these people, I'll arrest you. So there's another constitutional-minded sheriff. There's about six of them or so, I think, around the country. We need 6,000 of them. I don't know how many.
Well, the person who's planning to run in the next election for our sheriff seat, Jeff Crist, he's of that mind. We're hoping that he's of that mind. He's acknowledged that.
Well, you're hoping he is? Listen,
well, he is. You know, let's put it that way. And he's very outspoken on the fact that, you know, the powers of the sheriff in this county have not been utilized to the fullest extent that they have the power to do. So, you know, we're supporting him on the fact that he believes that the corruption that in this, at least our community, has gone so far that you know, he needs to make a stand. He's a retired law enforcement officer, he's lived in a community, and he's just so fed up with seeing our rights, including the Forest Service issues, you know, the public officials' misuse of funds in this county, that, you know, he's standing up. And, you know, I've only talked to him a couple times, so, you know, that's why when I say I believe, from what I've talked to him, I feel that he is going to do what he says he's going to do, which is like the sheriff in New Mexico, where he said, look, if you don't like that, get out.
Yeah, well, you connect him with Sheriff Richard Mack, I've had on my show a couple of
and
times.
And actually, I've spoken to him once. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, get him that information so he understands all of the power that the sheriff actually possesses, which few of them understand what their true role really is. So.
Right. Right now, our sheriff is an elected Navajo, which there's no problem with that except for the fact that our sheriff in this county has very limited powers on those two districts on the Navajo reservation. Our county attorney has no powers whatsoever except to advise the two district supervisors, and our treasurer has no powers on there, our assessor has no powers on there, but yet they're all able to be elected into those seats where nothing affects them. And most of them have no experience in any of that because they've never had to deal with it throughout their lives.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah,
it really is a mess. Well, I don't know. I don't know, George, but you got to get in contact with me. I'm hearing that cue music. Listen, we're going to go to another break. I'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. George, hang on for the final segment. You might as well stay with me all the way. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
My mic turned on, and here I thought I had. Listen, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. You can contact me. There is a contact button on my website. I wish you would go there and take a look at the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. All of the things we've been talking about this morning are all related to it one way or another. I'm telling you, that doesn't matter what it is you look at. It is related to this evil plan that has been implemented even though 21, UN Agenda 21 is a recent, last 20 years or so kind of a, the name has been acquired. They've been in this whole structure, this whole plan that they have been enacting has been going on for decades and decades and decades. George, I'm real glad you called in today. You were a nice, nice surprise, George. Lots of good information. So I'm going to put a link up on my website under the tab entitled Podcasts to your,
ACIPRA.
ACIPRA, okay.
Yeah, Pat County Individuals and Property Rights Association, and I want to thank you for allowing me to voice my, unsolicited opinion.
Oh, well, anytime. That's what the purpose of my show is, honestly, George, is to get the information out there for
people.
We
need more people like you to stand up and do things like this.
Well, George, if you would, if you get a hold of Jennifer Jones, too, if you've got contact info for her, I'd like to have her come on my show. As well as Ed Foster, I'll shoot him another email, but if you would, please, if you've got an inside track on either one of them, I'd appreciate it if you would direct them my way, because I'd like to have them be able to have their voices heard here on this network. There's a lot of people who listen.
I'll do that as soon as we get done here. I'll make an email contact, and I'll make a call to each and see if I can get through to them.
Okay, well, shoot me an email, too, George, and if you would... I want to talk to you, so give me your phone number as well, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, thanks a lot, George. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You too. Listen, everybody, it's people like George who are going to make this, make us or break us here in this nation. They are the ones who are going to make our movement, this freedom fight that we are all in together, happen. And, I should say not break us. Of course, they're going to break them. We'll look at it that way. They're going to make us and break them, not break us. Make us and break them is a better way to put it. But really, I'm telling you, you need to support this network. You need to support the people who are standing up and speaking out. It is now or never. I don't know how much more dramatic, for lack of a better adjective, I can be than to say it is now or never. It truly is. Listen, we're all going to be slaves. We are all going to be slaves, and that ain't going to work for me, and I don't think it's going to work for George, and I don't think it's going to work for John, and I don't think it's going to work for Chris, and I don't think it's going to work for a lot of people who are listening to this network. That ain't going to happen for us. So the way you're going to have enough soldiers in your army is to stand up. Support the people who stand up for you. It's the only way we're going to it is the only way. Get in the fight. Get off the couch and get in the fight. That's the order for today. I'm giving out orders. Maybe I should rename myself Joan of Arc. Of course, I'd like to be more successful than hanging around for a year. I can tell you that much. But she didn't live too long. But she did succeed in taking France back. So anyway, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. There's another great show that follows mine. So stay tuned. Don't lose heart, everybody. Listen, better days are coming. We've got a lot of sharp people out there in this country, and they're on our team. Hey, the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. So, and I will be back. Take care, everybody.
It's far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.